This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just babble.
Yeah, it's me. We are back. Welcome to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you paying attention. I want you to hear what I have to say. Seriously. Anyway, I got a lot going on tonight, and I mean a lot. You know, we're going to... Edward Woodson's going to join me, or as I lovingly refer to him at, Eddie. He's our man on the street there in Florida. Florida, if you're from Boston. Florida. And we're going to talk about Andrew Gilliam, or Gillum. He's a Democratic candidate for Florida governor. And, yeah, Ed's got a lot to say about him. He's an interesting character. He actually got in trouble the other day because I won't say he came at the police, but he definitely proved that he wasn't a friend of the police. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, let's talk a little bit about, I'll get him on and we'll talk about that in a second. There's a story that's been bugging me for a while. And this is the way the left loves to twist things around. You know, there's always, remember something. But what was the guy that used to do that story and he'd say, and now for the rest of the story, right?
Harvey.
Who?
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. There you go. We're going to do a Joe Messina, and now the rest of the story. Or now the substance of the story. How's that? So the Gay and Lesbian Alliance was sending out this headline, and they were having a field day with it. And they were trying to get the gay and lesbian community just really up in arms over something that has already been talked about a million times. So here's the headline. I wish I had like that news ticker thing. Republicans vote to make it legal nationwide to ban gays and lesbians from adopting. Now, the deal here is I don't care where you stand on the issue. That's not what I'm going to deal with right now. What I want to deal with right now is the headline. Now, if you read that headline, because we've become a nation of headlines, our young people only deal with headlines. And I've heard people say, as you hear the Republicans, they're not going to allow gay people to adopt anymore, same-sex couples. Not quite what this law is about. Not quite what they were looking to do. So, this is a cake-baking and photography situation, if you would. So they passed an amendment allowing taxpayer-funded adoption agencies to deny LGBTQ families the ability to adopt a child. Period. No, comma, based on religious objections. In other words, like the mothers of whatever they were, you know, the nuns that didn't want to give out contraceptive, and it wasn't even birth control from a standpoint of it kept you from getting pregnant. No, what it did was it terminated a pregnancy. But you didn't hear that part. All you heard was they were taking the woman's right to choose away. But see, they believed that that's killing a baby. Christians, Catholics, Even the Jewish religion, they all believe that's a life. And many more. I just hit three. Now, the thing with this was, one of the biggest charities, one of the biggest organizations for adoption is like a Catholic Charities organization. So if you go to the Catholic Church, or if you're dealing with an agency that has religious foundation to it, it's not going to allow you to do, it's not going to be part of a celebration or be involved in something that it feels that what you're doing is against God's law. It's just not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying over here? So, it's not like they're the only ones that provide for adoption, now are they? So we're going to be back to that. We're going to force them to do it instead of discrimination. Of course they discriminate. They have to. They discriminate, if that's what you want to call it, if that's what makes you happy. They discriminate based on what their belief system is, what Scripture says. Nothing else. So again, all I got to say is until you decide that religious people have rights too. Now, they don't have a right. Look, I can go back over this. We've done this on the show before. I don't want to. It's crazy. It's stupid. But if a gay couple, as a Christian, if I own a restaurant and a gay couple walks in and asks me to feed them, you know, they order off the menu, right? I mean, like everybody else would do. And the other couple or person coming in would do. I would admonish you as a Christian to feed them. You're supposed to. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love people. There is no sin in the same-sex couple having lunch or breakfast or dinner together. We're not celebrating something with you other than you having a meal. Whoopie ding. But in that Christian / Catholic Judeo-Christian principles, if they believe, if their belief system tells them that same-sex marriage is wrong, you can't ask them to make a cake for you. You can't ask them to take the pictures. You get a celebration. They're not going to celebrate with you. And it's the same thing here. And there's plenty of adoption agencies that will help you. Plenty. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. Ed Woodson will join me after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Oh, it's a perfect song for my next guest.
Can't touch this.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. For the record, I never owned a parachute pants. What can I tell you? He's laughing. No, do you know what I owned? I owned Jordache jeans in the 70s. That'll bring back some memories. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hopefully he's got up off the floor by now. Edward Woodson joins me. I love having him on the show. I have such a good time with him when he's with me. Last time you were doing it, you and I were together in Vegas, right? And you had that sharp suit on. You were looking good, you know. I was looking like I just got off the, you know, homeless truck when I walked in there. And
wait, first of all, I have to say, first of all, the bumping music, I'm like, whoa, you upped it. You upped your game. Your stock just split, number one, okay? That's for sure.
That's sad.
Man, I'm telling you.
Well, hey, we went from the 70s to the 80s, right? I'm moving along. I'll get to the 90s.
No, that was actually
years.
The 90s, Pete.
Was that
90s? That was like 89, 90. It's like right on the cusp there, right?
What the heck do I know, right? Anyhow.
Can't touch this.
Perfect. No, you should actually have something like Lucky Lady coming when you come on the show. That's kind of what I have to pull your thing
Lucky
again.
Lady
there
tonight.
You go. You know, and when you were interviewing me, somebody had said to me, Mike, he's got that look. And I said, okay, what kind of look? Because I don't know. Like, you should call him Mr. Vegas, the way he carries himself when he walks. I said, yeah, he's a...
Listen, do people have people, by the way, I also have to say this. Have people gone and seen your Facebook picture?
No. What do you mean, my? Are you talking about?
Joe
wait a minute.
Messina.
You're talking about
that's
my
Joe
personal
Messina.
Page or my radio page? Because my personal
that's,
page,
I don't know,
yeah.
The
yeah.
one where you're, you know the one.
I know the one. Okay.
Fresh-faced kid in Boston.
Yeah, the one that I actually have a cap and gown on to prove that I graduated.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I need the proof because nobody ever believes. Just read what I write. You would never believe I graduated from high school, you know? So,
true.
Yeah, seriously. Okay, let's talk about somebody who's just as whacked as I was in high school. Andrew Gillum, he's a Democratic candidate for the Florida governor. And he's in a world of hurt. He's got all kinds of problems going on. I guess he did something that really teed off the cops there in Florida. And now apparently he was given tickets by an FBI undercover agent. I mean, this guy, he's going to become the gift that keeps on giving, even if he doesn't get elected. But we're told he still has a chance to win this, that the numbers are really, really close. What say you? You're from that area, right?
Well, look, I'm going to tell you, because I live in Miami. I'm in South Florida. So I get, the media loves him. Like, look, on drudge right now, there's that Quinnipiac poll that he's up by six. All right, Nate Silver is talking about the Dems are going to take the House. By the way, 86% says Nate Silver that they're going to take the House, okay?
Yeah.
Now,
no.
Let's remind everyone that all these polls said that Hillary was going to for sure win the night before the election.
That's right.
So I'm just going to tell you anecdotally because I live here. Now, I get it. What I'm hearing from my sources, okay, on the ground is that you've got early voting. The Republicans lead in early voting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good sign for the Democrat Party. Okay. Also, I'm going to just tell you again, because I live in Florida, you've got the panhandle, you've got the middle of the state. People come to Florida, even here in South Florida, people come to Florida because there's no taxes. So if you got a guy like Andrew Gillum who's talking about a 40% corporate tax rate, you know, he's talking about free, basically everything, free vanilla ice cream for everyone on Tuesdays. So when you do that, that costs money. And I'm going to tell you right now, that means you have to raise taxes. And people aren't down with that in Florida because they literally move here because of that. They move here because of that. So I'm telling you, this is part of the voter suppression. You and I have talked about this. It happened during the election as well. This is the same playbook that the Democrats have run, right?
Right.
And frankly, I think they're desperate, to be honest with you. So that's why you're seeing these polls that are coming out. And let's just fast forward because I'm telling you, you and I have talked about this a lot. We've talked about this for months. And I've said to you for the longest, there's not going to be a blue wave. I was one of the first people that said that on the record. There's not going to be a blue wave. The media, that's part of the voter suppression to try to, you know, suppress the Trump voter, to try to say, people are turning against Trump. We've got to have bipartisanship. And, you know, they trot out the idiots like the John Kasichs, and they, you know, make John McCain the patron saint of bipartisanism. And none of that is true.
No,
and you and I both know that.
Oh, no, I agree with you. And I don't believe any of the polls. I know this is terrible. I believe none of the polls anymore. And the reason I don't believe any of them. Yeah, I mean, You don't know the question they're asking. You don't know who they're asking to. You don't know who they... Now, they'll say they put out to, you know, well, 42% Democrats or 41%. But you don't know where those people stood before. If a Republican couldn't stand Trump 2 years ago, they can't stand him today. You know?
And well, I have a friend of mine. Let me just tell you real quick. I have a friend of mine that lives in California. He actually lives in, like, Southern Cal. Mm-hmm. Huntington Beach area, very liberal. Yeah, he says he gets called all the time, and he'll, like, down the line, he's very pro-Trump, and he'll answer pro-Trump, and then when they ask him about race, he'll say, I'm a black man. And my point is, seriously, he says that all the time. And here's the point, is that, again, you know, I think that most people that are conservatives or they're supporters of the president, And they may not be conservatives, right? They could be libertarians,
sure.
Former Obama supporters,
Democrats.
You know, former, you know, of course, absolutely. That's the phenomenon of Trump is because he's really not a conservative. He's really not even a Democrat. You and I have talked about that as well.
Yeah.
And so I think that the polls aren't capturing anything just like they didn't in 2016. And I think it's going to be another repeat. And let's go beyond... Because I think that they're in for a rude awakening. I'm telling you that right now. They're in for a rude awakening.
Oh, I'm with you.
That's going to be the story. Yeah.
I'm with you. They're going to be crying again the day afterward. And it's because they have pumped up this blue wave so much, this tidal wave. You saw all the memes. Now, if you're paying it to, you know, you and I do this every day, so it's a little different. But if you're paying attention to what's happening on Facebook and social media, the blue wave, this tidal wave, has gone away. You don't even see them making fun of it or talking about it anymore. Hey, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Edward Woodson joins me straight out of Florida. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Bam.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is shaking his head over the apparent murder of Saudi critic and Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi.
Somebody really messed up, and they had the worst cover-up ever. And where it should have stopped is at the deal standpoint, where they thought about it. Because whoever thought of that idea, I think, is in big trouble.
And should the Saudis face any consequences?
In terms of what we ultimately do, I'm going to leave it very much in conjunction with me up to Congress. And that means Congress, both Republicans and Democrats.
Southern California is bracing for a possible flux of Central American migrants as thousands of people make their way through Mexico. There's concern this caravan may overwhelm the already stressed-out court system at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
I think that music is going to dictate what this next segment is going to be like. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And then a guy we don't get on that often, but he's got to have, I got to have him on more often. Edward Woodson joins us, as he does from time to time. Straight out of Florida. Edward, thanks for being with me.
Music tonight.
That is,
I'm telling you, top of their game. Who's doing the music? Hello.
The brothers, the two of them, right?
Edgar Winter. That's right, brother.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That's really good stuff.
That's old.
I got to tell everybody that you got to go check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. edwardwoodson.com. I just had a piece today in the Washington Times.
Okay? Oh, cool.
So,
very good for you. Yeah, what's it about, though? I mean, you got a piece in the Times.
My shameless plug.
What's it about? Is it about my...
It's about the economy and...
Yeah. And it's doing so bad that the Republicans will never get elected again, right?
Well, I think that the Democrats will never get elected again.
Well,
frankly,
we'll talk about that in a minute, because I had a conversation, a sane and civil conversation, with a friend of mine that's a Democrat, and he honestly doesn't get this Trump thing. He's not being mean about it. He honestly doesn't get it. But we'll hit that in a minute.
Well, there's a lot of people that don't get it. You know?
Well, yeah, but he. We'll hit that in a second. I got to get this other thing off my chest. I got to go to my mind. Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's down with her people, right? The little people, the people in the lower socioeconomic rung. They love Democrat. They love her. She connects with everybody. Apparently, she doesn't connect with everybody. She's down in your neck of the woods. And the Cubans are telling her, get out of here. You can't repeat what they said, obviously, but get out of here. We don't want you here. You don't, ready for this? You don't belong here.
Well, that's pretty consistent. Like, it's funny because, you know, you're seeing this in the media now, and also you're seeing, and this is what, like, you and I talked about this. This is what I hate. Like, you've even got, like, Republican establishment figures going, well, we disavow this. You know, come on. This is actually pretty consistent since literally the 1960s with the Cuban community, although it's been kind of watered down because of new generations that are a little more liberal. But this is actually kind of consistent. And, you know, I mean, you think about it, that, like, it's so funny because today there was an article in the Miami Herald, Nelson Diaz, who is the head of the local Miami chapter of the Republican Party or, you know, disavowed that behavior, disavowed. I'm like, come on. Now, I get it. You know, I get it politically. But, I mean, you know, they didn't really say anything that bad. And I've seen the tape a number of times. And, like, so what? Who cares?
Well,
they started it because, you know, you got Maxine Waters and all that. Well, it's not going to stop. And they're, again, you know, they're headed for a huge meltdown November 6th because they're clearly, look, already you saw the article in Politico over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Where they already are telling the troops, like, okay, you know, we probably might not, there's a possibility we may not win the House. Okay? Because they've already conceded they're not going to win the Senate. They know they're not going to win the Senate.
Right.
The House, I'm telling you right now, we're going to gain the House. We're going to keep the House.
I agree with you. Here's why I agree with you. Look at the numbers have been closing and closing and closing. And I already don't believe polls to begin with. But when you have those poll people, right, that really want to show the Dems is kicking the Republicans' butt, and they can't even make it come together. Those numbers are closing. You know you got a problem. And then,
well, also, you've got the early voting numbers. We got actual early voting numbers that do not bode well for the for the Democrat side because traditionally, if you do have early voting, it's usually Democrats that are early voting and Republicans show up. So if you have, and again, this is traditionally, you've got Republicans that are showing up for early voting, that does not bode well in terms of any kind of wave, and I've been saying this for a while. Look, there's a certain amount of cognitive dissonance that Democrats keep going back to the well with. They keep, you know, with the Kavanaugh thing, right? You know, think about the Kavanaugh thing, and then now, you know, you've got this optics of this invading army.
Yep.
Approaching the border. And just the optics of that alone is a gift. Again, I got to tell you, this is a gift for the midterms because you've got this marauding horde of invaders, really barbarians at the gate.
Edward, do you think that the Democrats really understand how bad this looks for them?
That's my point. No, and that's my point. That's exactly my point. So there's this cognitive dissonance where they believe. We've done that to a certain extent in our lives. Now think about this. Because of our ego controls so much of how we react. And so what I'm talking about is like the psychology of a cognitive dissonance that occurs with people naturally. So that the Democrat Party has convinced themselves that they believe, this because they talk to the same people in New York and D.C. in the bubble, right?
Right, right.
And so they literally do believe that this is going to work. And so you and I, outside of that bubble, go, wow. Then look, like, to a certain extent, we all do it to a lesser extent in our lives. And this is the thing about, you know, like, we get in a philosophical discussion about, you know, the evils of, you know, ego and all these other, you know, we could get in these discussions of this.
You beat me. I don't have much to play with, but go ahead.
But you know what I'm saying to you.
Oh, I do.
Because you're starting to believe, you believe your own hype, and you start believing. And this is something happens that is a danger in business or in anything in life, you know, right? Where you start believing and not thinking outside of yourself. And so I think this happens within the Democrats, and they keep going back to the well. And it's a failure to understand. Like you were saying, like, people that don't understand Trump, like, Trump's so easy to understand. Everybody understands Trump unless you're an elite or an intellectual, right? I mean, the shoeshine guy understands Trump.
Well, I think,
the guy at the produce section understands Trump.
I gotta slow you down on that one. So the guy I was talking to today is a pretty level-headed guy. He's a pretty good guy. He's a Democrat. And I said to him, I said, okay. He asked me, he says, so what's going to happen?
That's an oxymoron. You just said he's a level-headed guy, and then you said he's a Democrat.
Are you going to make fun of him? You're going to make fun of my dad, too? You're going to make fun of my dad, too?
Yes.
All right, so listen. Come on. So Anyway, so I'm talking with him, and I said, he said, so what do you think is going to happen? I told him the same thing you did. I said, we're gonna maintain the House. We're going to pick up at least 7 seats in the Senate, and Trump's going to clean House in January. And he just looked at me perplexed, and he said, how can you say that? We're doing so well. I said, no, your people are telling
you
you're doing well. Right?
See,
no,
wait,
so I said, what's your message? You still have, your message is Trump sucks. That's your message. That doesn't sell. You lost the first time. And he goes, oh, that's not my message. He said, what I'm hearing is our message is we're for you. We're for the American people. I said, really? Where have you been for the last 2 years? Because you've been stuck in D.C. yelling at the president. Those people in the middle of the country you could have taken care of, and you didn't. You didn't go there.
Well,
and for 8 years before that, you didn't take care of them.
Think about how profound that is, because we haven't seen that since really Reagan, where you had, and this is what's amazing. Think about this, the landscape, the political landscape, where you had traditionally these people like that voted for Obama twice, and then they flipped.
Yep.
And you've got, like, and look, you can't downgrade the significance of, for instance, like, Kanye, culturally, or the fact that, you know, you've got the black vote. So let's say, like, they're saying the black vote's 36%. Let's say that's a crazy number and it's 20. It's
right.
Over. Because
oh,
if you've agree. Lost, if you've agree. Lost those two groups, you're done, and basically you've lost them.
Yeah.
So again, they have to go back to, and so the guy you're talking to, that example that you gave me, and I say this to you all the time, it's like talking to your dog about quantum physics. Okay?
Well,
he's just going to look at you like,
but
huh?
They've been they've been taught all their lives that the Democrats are for the poor people. They're for the regular people.
But
that
changed. That flipped.
Oh,
flipped.
I agree.
Flipped.
Hey, we're up against it. I know you don't like to hang too long. You can either stay or go. Your call.
I will stay for a minute or two.
All right. Well, we have to pay the piper. We'll be back in a minute. Edward Woodson has agreed to stay. That's a big deal. Go buy a lottery ticket. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It is.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I'm a flag waver. I don't know if that is. We'll find out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate your time. Let's bring him on before he falls asleep on me on the other side of the commercial here. Edward Woodson joins me, as he does from time to time. Ed, thanks for being with me tonight.
How are you? Okay, so I just got to do a shameless plug. I got to tell everybody to go to my website, edwardwoodson.com. Also, check out my Facebook, Edward Woodson, Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show, okay?
Yeah. You do have to check them out. Yeah, so we'll put all that up. Do you have a Twitter handle? It's on that internet thing. You have one of those?
Yeah, I do have that. I just said it, at Ed Woodson Show. You can just go to my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com.
Sounds like you're selling something, you know? I mean, seriously.
Of course, I'm selling me.
Anyway.
Selling me.
But, all right, so we were talking about, again, I don't totally agree that every Democrat is a lunatic, because then my family would get really mad at me, and I wouldn't be able to get Italian food when I went home anymore. So they're all Massachusetts Democrats, but they act more like liberal California Republicans than they do the hardcore, non-thinking, you know, left-wing progressive Dem. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, I have to say, I think you're like a, you're a masochist, clearly. But you're from Massachusetts, and then what did you do? You moved to California. Okay?
You know.
That's all I got to say.
Someday I'll tell the story of the show, but I'll put it to you this way. Before I left Boston, I wrote Texas on one side of a quarter, and I wrote California on the other. Well, how's that?
You lost. Okay. Texas, no taxes. Once again, dude, what were you thinking? I don't get it.
I flipped the coin. Apparently, I got the. My wife said I lost.
Okay, she flipping said, the coin. That's like really smart, dude. Flipping the coin. Okay, don't tell people that story anymore.
Hey, I was willing to give it a shot wherever I went, wherever I ended up. You know, never know. I could have ended up with Pelosi and I'd be a millionaire and not do any work. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
No, because you'd have to have money, dude. She married money.
Oh, she did. That's right. She did. But most, you know what, maybe I should go to Congress. That's one way to make money. But that's beside the point. Anyhow. But, I see, now you got me off, and I don't even remember what we were talking about.
It's okay.
Can't stand you. Oh, I know what we're talking about. So, anyway, talking with this guy, when I finally said to him, I said, he said, because we're for the average American. I said, well, you can't tell that to the people in the middle of the country. You can't, you are running around, your party is telling everybody how they're going to reverse you know, Trump's, what they're doing is it's like a tit-for-tat thing where they're going to overturn everything Trump did because they feel like he overturned everything Barack did. And the reality is...
No, let me stop you there. It's deeper than that. They're just kooky. People see what they're doing and they go, I don't want any part of that. That's kooky. I'll give you an analogy. I'll give you a better analogy. Okay, let's go way back. Let's go back to Nixon. And his re-election, okay? And how the media was so enamored with McGovern and all the turmoil that was going on in the 1960s. It was the end of that decade of turmoil that you had. I mean, really, think about it. You had Chicago and the convention and everything going on. And what happened? Okay, Americans and the silent majority went for Richard Nixon in a re-election, in a landslide, frankly. Okay,
right.
And I think that, look, people see this looniness, it's crazy, and they go, no, that's too much. Yeah, basta. It's too far. And then they see all these people running around about to, like, attack the border, literally.
Oh, this is a gift.
They go, no, done.
This is such a gift,
right? The optics of that.
Right? This is such a gift.
I think it's a gift, and I think that, you know, the Republicans are going to, of course, obviously, they're going to take the Senate, and they're more than likely going to take the House, and then it's going to be a done deal.
I've got to ask you this question. Wait, before we run out of time here, last question, okay?
Okay.
After Kavanaugh, after what's been happening to these guys in the street, do you think the Republicans are the ones that will be left? Do you think they've now grown a spine? Do you think they now have stopped that gentlemanly fighting tactic
no.
and now they're willing to use guerrilla tactics?
No.
We're screwed.
The only reason
then
why
we're screwed.
Is Trump. See, Trump's not
screwed.
A Republican. Trump is Trump. No.
then we're screwed. I mean, until they decide to really fight,
I'm just being honest with you. They're still the same guys that were getting the atomic wedgie in junior high, and they're the same dorks, and that's why they don't like Trump, because he was Biff.
He was the bully. Right. I get it. I unreal.
Yeah.
All right, Woodson, where do they find you other local pizza joint?
EdwardWoodson.com.
Edward, always fun. Thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
right.
it. Really.
Have
Thanks.
A good night.
All right. Take care, buddy.
All right, you guys got to check him out. Edward Woodson, I always enjoy having him on the show. I meet up with him at the events that we go to. And I got to tell you, and you love his videos. He does like Man in the Street or had done Man in the Street videos in the past. Got a great show. I'll talk, you know, we'll talk to him more as we get close to the election. Now, on election night, he'll be here live with Julio the Rivera. Yeah, for real. They're going to... Aren't you the lucky one? Producer Tammy's like, oh, I'm stuck with those two. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, I can tell you. But we'll be going, they'll be going over now. Many of you know that I'm running for office. So I will be at an election night party, but I will be checking in from the party. I think we'll have a good time. We can be excited. We can talk about what's going on. I think that'd be a big deal and a good thing to do as well. And hopefully you guys will understand. But I will have, we will have live coverage of all the races across the country. We'll have Kimberly Marin checking in. Ed will be checking in from Florida. And we'll have others checking in across the country. So it'll be a good night that night. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Keith Ellison earlier and where the poll numbers are going. And you know what? I don't care what state you live in, what you got going on. I'm telling you, Americans are tired of it. They're, no matter what party they belong to, now Republicans, we've been tired of it for a long time, but they're really done, right? I mean, Ellison's career is just, I think he's just about over. He's down 7 points in less than a week in the Minnesota AG race. Because, really, seriously, how do you with a straight face? Now, I heard earlier tonight one of the accusers of his who had the video who wouldn't release it, she came on and said, look, here's the deal. I'm not releasing this because it's my life. It's pretty ugly, it's pretty disgusting, and it makes me look a little stupid, too. So, no, I'm not releasing it. You know, the police can see it if they want to, but it's not going public, period. Now, you think about that. And again, aren't we supposed to believe her? She said it. Aren't we supposed to believe her? Now, I had a Dem tell me, well, she has evidence that she won't produce it. Uh-huh. As I recall, there were three witnesses named with Professor Ford. Nothing was produced. Right? They couldn't corroborate anything of hers, or that she said they would. I don't want to go beat that whole thing back up again, but you get what I'm saying. Now, Ellison was a shoo-in. Nobody even wanted to run against him because he figured he was just going to slide right into that position. But now Republican Doug Wardlow is leading Democrat Keith, or was leading Democrat Keith Ellison by 7 points in the race for Attorney General. This should have been a no-brainer. Right? So they polled about 1,000 pollers. I mean, 1,000, yeah, likely voters. 43% said that they preferred Wardlow. 36 said they preferred Ellison. Right? 16% said they were still kind of undecided. But Ellison had held a good, solid lead over Wardlow. And those 16%, you keep those negative ads running about, you know, what happened to those women, what Ellison did, and how easily he got away with it? That's a problem. I think you can play that. Matter of fact, if you guys on the left really believe what you say you believe, you really believe a woman should be believed, you really believe that evidence should be heard, investigations should be done, because his investigation was a real sham. Right? It was an attorney that works for the DNC out there who cleared him and couldn't come up with anything for the actual Attorney General of the state against Ellison. I think it needs to be an independent investigation. Doesn't need to drag out for years. Can be relatively short. Get it done. Get it over with. All right, the next hour, we're going to talk about the... do you know the U.S. has 3.5 million more registered voters than they actually have live adults? That could be a problem. I'm just saying. And then... let's hear what The View had to say about Hillary Clinton and what she said about Monica Lewinsky. Do you think they protected her? You'd be surprised. I'm Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, and I mean a lot more. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.